Sweet gum, yeah, I have one out here.
Got a bush too? Some kind of bush that might have berries on it or something like that? Folks used to use the tan leather.
Shumac, they called it.
Shumac?
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. Well,
poison some of it.
Yeah, it is. And I have a friend, though, he's a pharmacist, and he thinks that they're going to take that and make some kind of medicine out of it. That shumac stem, bloom, you know, it has a bloom on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, what kind of tree was it George Washington cut down?
Cherry.
Cherry tree.
Mm-hmm. A little boy said, Mother, he was sitting and thinking, about 4 years old, and she thought it was funny for him to be sitting, you know, just thinking. She said, Honey, what in the world are you thinking about? He said, I was thinking about what my teacher, Sunday school teacher, told me this morning. She said that you mustn't lie. If you lied, you'd go to heaven. You wouldn't go to heaven. And said, Mother, I was just thinking, how lonesome it's going to be in heaven with just God and George Washington.
Do you have any bushes that have maybe white blooms on them or anything like that? Tall bush, clusters of...
Hydrangeas.
Pink and white. You got hydrangeas?
Yeah, I have hydrangeas.
And do you have any bigger ones that might grow up in the mountains around here or around...
I have a granddaddy's beard.
What's that?
It's a great big... It's out of the mountain. It has a great big white bloom on. Looks like beard. Have it right here at the corner of the house. It's tall as a porch now.
I saw that. That's beautiful.
Well, it's I don't know how much larger. I didn't think it'd grow big. It wasn't big in the mountains. I got it from Arkansas. And it's just going up there, going to push the house over. And I have that's a clock striking. I have a hydrangea out there that's...
It's a little late. What time do you have? Was that hitting 3?
I think it was. I don't know. What time do you have?
I got 15.
Well, that runs a little fast. We have cherry trees, wild cherries.
Yeah. And do you got rhododendron here or laurel?
No, and they won't live here.
Uh-huh.
I've got camellias. They grow 8 and 10 or 15 feet tall here. We can't do that. I don't wear mine. And that's I have a gardenia that's good size, and that's my azalea out there. That's one azalea right there in front of the house.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I'm afraid my blooms, I won't even go look at it. I'm afraid they all kill. They were in there, out there, and I'm afraid they will kill.
What about that big tree, large flowery tree, has green shiny leaves? Big, tall tree.
Maple?
White.
I mean...
It's got white. You get those here? White, big white clustered flowers?
Mm-mm.
Magnolia? Yeah.
Yeah, we have that. But you know, I think it's a fun thing, we don't have one here. And I don't have a dogwood. As many dogwoods as we have, and it could get, just go out and pull them up anyway.
Really?
And I don't have a dogwood on this place, nor a magnolia. One thing I never would have a magnolia, don't clean leaves up. Yeah, we have magnolias. That's our state flower, you know.
Really?
And the garden clubs put out 400 up and down there, 55. Did you see our center?
No.
Well, you haven't been past. It's out from Hernando, just below Hernando.
I'm sorry, boy.
Come here, Buff. Come here.
I didn't even
see him. He gets right under your feet, honey.
I didn't see him.
That's all right. Come on, sit down. Come up here and sit down.
He's a good dog, though. You know,
sit down.
He's quiet.
Yeah, he's all right as long as when it come up, now he doesn't get his ball. Now Rufus comes in. Then he'll bark. Well, he sits right.